City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 182. I'm Amy Matheny, and I'm not really flying solo this week entirely, but I have had some on-the-road excursions, and so thought that I would kind of talk to you from the road. I think Peter and I, about, 100 episodes ago, did a podcast entirely in my car. I believe we were going to Barbara Streisand or some such concert. And today I am actually driving to pick up friends and head down to the Test Positive Aware Network's big Chicago Takes Off benefit night, performance, burlesque, stripping, all the things I love with a cocktail and good friends. Couldn't be more fun. So sorry that you're missing it, or maybe you didn't miss it. Maybe you're listening to this podcast and you actually happened on down to the Park West and were in the throngs like me. But I'm taking this show, this podcast today, to the road. Yes, it's true. I have been in the, I've been looking for a new car. And it seems apropos to talk about a new car and what we're looking for today. You know, do I want to get an SUV? Do I need to get a small car, like a smart car? Do I want to get a hybrid? Do I care about my gas mileage? Does it really, really matter? Am I looking for sporty? Am I looking for more luxury? What is it that I want? You know, color is just not the only option these days for me. Probably was 10, 15 years ago. But what better time than now, as I am on the landscape looking at the auto industry, than to have the podcast today come entirely from the Chicago Auto Show. Now, if you're listening to this podcast early in the week, you still have until the 18th to get down to the auto show of February. It is here all week. It's actually here 10 days in total. But you can still pop down to the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick. And let me tell you, there's nothing better than not having to drive from car lot to car lot to car lot to car lot. And if you live in a city like Chicago, they're spread out all over the place. So it's really fantastic. Now, you don't get to test drive, but you really get to get the facts. You get to see the body shapes, the designs, the new technology. Whoops, that was my podcast little recorder falling. Potholes, Chicago. That's how it goes. But you get to see all of these cars and in one huge showroom. It's truly magnificent. I have never been, but I was so excited that I got to meet with a couple of guys to talk to me, show me around, really give me an inside scoop and the inside GLBT scoop on the auto show. I was joined by Adam Bernard from General Motors, GM. He's with GM Plus, which is GM People Like Us, which is an employee resource group for GLBT and allied employees. He's there just to talk to me a little bit. When we say that a car company is GLBT friendly, what do we mean? What do they offer their employees that shows that they really care about our community and want our workers and their families to be supported by their loyalty to their company as employees? Now, we're also going to be talking with founder and CEO of GayWheels.com. He's been on our show before. We actually even discussed, like, Joe, why don't you come to Chicago and we'll go driving around and look at cars because I'm in the market for a new car. So Joe LaMoralia is here as well with us on the podcast today. And we really get to sit down. He gives me his top five picks for what's new and hot, at least at this auto show, and what he thinks people are really going to be looking at in 2008-2009. Have to say, I've seen a lot of cars. I wish that I could have a different car for each season. Convertible, sedan, SUV, huge, new, cool, not minivans, but I would say a company van that has just come out. I mean, every shape and size, plus like the absolute bomb in trucks this year. So really, whatever tickles your fancy, and we know that we all have different things that tickle our fancy here in the community. There's a lot of different cars. And what do? You know, this is what I did. Because I can't make the decision, and I used to make really rash decisions, reactionary decisions, just like one day I don't want my car, get a new car. Well, you can do that, but I really want to have a nice car. I want to have a car that I will drive for a long amount of time. I don't flip cars. Some people do. Some people get a car for 2 years, flip a car. If that's what you like to do, then leasing is probably something that you should really look into, especially if you lease cars that maintain their value, meaning that you lease it for a couple years. The company will either let you buy the car, or you can buy the car and then sell the car. And some cars hold their value so much in the higher end luxury lines that you could literally make some money on selling a newly leased and therefore purchased car. It's really, really an interesting thing. What is right for you? This is what GayWheels.com tries to help you find out. And I'm in the market. I know I'm in the market. My baby, my little Toyota 4Runner has over 105,000 miles on it. She has gotten me through a lot. My moon unit Zappa, as I like to call her. And we have definitely seen a lot of the U.S. That being said, I could go 50,000 more in this car easily, maybe 75, but you know, there's so much new technology out there, efficiency and other things that I think I'm really, really looking now. What I did do was I updated my car in maintenance and really did an overhaul, put some investment in this car so I can make this decision at a slow, steady pace, and also know that when I choose to trade in this car or sell it, it will maintain the value of the good things that I did here at the 100,000 mile mark to really keep it performing really well. So there's lots on this show. I can't even tell you. And it's going to be a big week as well. We're going to have Linda Etter on our next show. She's such a favorite of the GLBT community. So thrilled to have her in town. And she's coming in town later in February. But a little plug for my good friend Karen Mason. Karen Mason is coming in town just to sing in the loving, lovely way she does at Davenport's. Highly recommend people, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, head on over to Davenport's and go check her out. I will definitely be there one night cheering her on. And she just, if you don't know Karen Mason, you don't know what you're missing in the cabaret world. She is quite a star, but not a diva in the best sense. And so I hope that you can all check her out. Lots going on, folks. We're going to tell you about the news. We're going to give you what else is going on in theater this week and much, much more. Plus my interview with Adam Bernard from GM. And on the road with Joe LaMoralia from GayWheels.com. So if you like cars or you're thinking about a new car, this is the show for you. Tell your friends, forward it on, and know where your dollars go, because some of those companies are not so good to us, and some of those companies have seen the light. Which are which? After this.
Every night at the LaSalle Bank Theater, the curtain goes up on Jersey Boys, and something amazing happens. Shelly, baby. The music plays, and the story unfolds. As the show flies by, four blue-collar kids turn into pop superstars, and 2,000 ticket holders turn into Jersey Boys fanatics. Ask anyone who's seen it, like critic Chris Jones in the Tribune, who calls Jersey Boys the most exciting new musical in years, or Hedy Weiss in the Sun-Times, who says this show is pure platinum, a supercharged knockout. Don't wait another minute to get your tickets. Jersey Boys, see it now. Just call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says, I want you like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
The week of February 11th, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
The Tony Award-winning musical comedy favorite La Cage aux Folles is playing now at the Theater at the Center, conveniently located in nearby Munster, Indiana. The New York Post says this is Jerry Herman's best musical yet, happier and more assertive, more buoyant than Hello Dolly or MAME. So don't miss La Cage aux Folles. Call now, 219-836-3255 or visit theateratthecenter.com.
Writers Theater presents The Turn of the Screw from the story by Henry James. Time Out Chicago calls it surprisingly and creepily suggestive. An unsuspecting governess is hired to look after two seemingly innocent children who soon reveal terrifying secrets. The Sun-Times raves, eerie as ever, Screw will mesmerize you. For tickets to The Turn of the Screw, go to writerstheater.org or call 847-242-6000.
About Face Theater presents the Tony Award-nominated play The Little Dog Laughed. The Tribune calls his play hip, sharp, and funny. And the Sun-Times says it's 2007's hottest gay play. Can a hot Hollywood actor keep his sexuality under wraps? The Little Dog Laugh closes this week, February 17th, at the Hoover Leppin Theater at the Center on Halsted. Visit AboutFaceTheater.com.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Come on, Papa, what do you say?
Some people can be content.
Performing with the acclaimed 60-piece orchestra, Chicagoland Pops Orchestra, conducted by Arnie Roth, it's Linda Eder live. Coming Saturday, February 23rd,
like you,
to Rosemont Theater. Don't miss the magic.
I'll be seeing you.
Linda Eder, live.
In all the old familiar places.
Her style has captured audiences and critics all across the world. Linda Eder.
Linda Eder.
Saturday, February 23rd, 8 p.m. at Rosemont Theater. Get tickets at the Rosemont Theater box office, Ticketmaster.com, or call 312-559-1212. Sponsored by Michelob, Allstate, and Pepsi.
So it's the 2008 Auto Show here in chilly Chicago. You want to be down here at the Corinc Place, looking at all the hot new cars for the rest of 2008 and 2009. It's really a great place to be. And who else better to show me through the showroom today but Joe LaMoralia from GayWheels.com. Many of you heard Joe's show with us some months back, and it's just really great to be face-to-face here.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Hanging out.
It's a lot of fun. Thanks for having
me.
It's
really, very exciting. I have to say, I'm a virgin at an auto show, so this has been very...
My wheels
have been turned and kicked and all of that now.
I'm glad to have helped you with that.
I appreciate you being my lubricant through the we'll just stop the metaphors.
Yeah, I was
going
to go
now.
A couple
I
places,
could keep going there. So one of the cool things, let's just talk first before I know that you have your top five,
sure.
Which we've talked about at the last time, new top five now.
Sure.
It's always changing because cars are always changing.
Absolutely.
And the industry is changing. But what are you seeing as kind of the big themes of this year's show? Are there trends?
Yeah, there are definitely trends happening. And Chicago is the second major show in the auto show circuit, if you will. The big trend these days is the new green technology. You know, green is kind of the new catchphrase, but
it's the new black.
The new black, yeah. Black will never go out. Thank God. No, green is the new technologies. A lot of people automatically assume hybrid,
right.
But it's hybrid, it's dual mode hybrid, it's diesel.
What is dual mode hybrid?
Dual mode hybrid is where a car can actually propel itself on electricity, engine, or a combination of both. There are other different types of hybrid systems, like the current Saturn View has a start-stop system, so when you stop at a stoplight, it turns the engine off and then turns it back. And totally, you waste a lot of gas sitting at a stoplight.
Yeah.
So that's the single-mode hybrid that they have.
Okay.
There's dual-mode hybrid, which is like the Toyota Prius, the new Saturn View. It can propel on battery power or engine or a combination of both.
And what was the other type of... diesel, you said?
Well, there's diesel. The general catchphrase for diesel is clean diesel. All diesels that are going to be introduced are technically clean. It's a new lower sulfur fuel that has been introduced in the U.S., and you'll see diesels from Volkswagen, which has always been a big diesel maker for the U.S., but BMW, Mercedes, Nissan's coming out with diesels. You'll see diesel half-ton pickup trucks. So diesel is going to be one of the many ways we can help wean ourselves off of foreign oil.
Is this the diesel of our mom and dad's years, of the early, Carter into Reagan time when all of our families ran out and bought a diesel if they were conscious?
No, not at all. These diesels, most people wouldn't even know they're diesel. They're very quiet. They're very, very efficient. There's no black smokes spitting out of the tailpipe, and they're actually really fun to drive.
And diesel, you can get in any gas
station? You can get
a
diesel. Over 35-40% of the gas stations in the U.S. have diesel. And it's very easy for a gas station to convert to diesel fuel.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, as I said to you before, there's no magic bullet in this solving the energy crisis. And Chevy, for example, has their commercials talk about going from gas-friendly to gas-free. So they have really highly efficient cars. There's hybrids. There's the new electric Volt. And then they'll have diesel. So there's a lot. There's no silver bullet in this.
Yeah.
And manufacturers are starting to broaden their horizons and how they're going to approach it.
So just waiting for hybrid technology to get better, you're saying there's a lot of other options out there.
Sure.
Even though the hybrid's kind of getting a lot of the attention, I guess.
Hybrid
so
has
far.
Been getting a lot of the attention, and hybrids are good for if you do a lot of stop and go driving. Hybrids don't excel very well on highway. So if you do a lot of city driving, a hybrid's a good option. If you do a lot of highway driving or a combination, diesel's a better option than a hybrid. The new fuel cells are the ultimate, hydrogen fuel cells. We don't have the infrastructure for that now.
Yeah.
Chevy's coming up with a plug-in hybrid called the Volt. And a lot of other brands. We just saw the Volvo. They have a plug-in hybrid. So that's where you'll be able to plug your car in at night, and you'll be able to drive 40 miles without even the engine kicking in.
Yeah.
So that's all coming.
Unplug the hairdryer,
plug in the car.
Plug in the cell phone. We're going to have so many things plugged in by the time we go to bed at night, you know. And the women have got to plug in their vibrators. It's like, what else we have to plug in?
Hey,
it's
we have
crazy.
Them too.
You all have your own little fun vibrating things I don't even want to know about. I have to skirt around those issues. So talk to me, just so people know, I mean, you're here with GayWheels.com. What is the intention of GayWheels.com when you're coming to a show like this?
Well, GayWheels.com has been around for just about 2.5 years, and we are a full automotive resource for the GLBT community. Our tagline is, we're the gay-friendly automotive resource. So what we do is provide information on manufacturers and other companies that are gay-friendly, so you can interact with gay-friendly companies throughout the automotive purchase process. So we are here as just a Motor Trend would be here, Car and Driver would be here. We've got credentials along the lines with everybody else. We've gotten a lot of respect within the industry, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And we're here reporting. And at a show like this, we walk the show, we look at all the new introductions, and we choose for Chicago our top 5 new vehicle introductions in terms of impact on the market and what we think our consumers would be interested
all
in.
All right, well, let's hit them. What are your top 5?
All right, the first one I want to talk about is the new Ford Transit. Transit Connect, I believe, is the name of it. And it is something that I think is it's very unique. It's a new cargo-ish van. I don't know how to really... There is no classification for it in this country.
When we looked at it downstairs,
yeah.
I said it is reminiscent of the Element that's on the
reminiscent
right
of the Element in that it's tall and it's very boxy.
And yet more.
So much more. It has 2 sliding doors. It's really going to be targeted at small business owners, like florists, bakers, caterers, designers. So don't want to be cliche, but a lot of the GLBT
right.
people own small businesses and are in those lines of business.
You could put an entire upholstered chair, just slide it
absolutely.
In the back seat of the car, not turning it on its
no.
side, nothing.
It's tall. It's, I think, over 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
6 feet, 8 inches tall, if I remember correctly.
And yet compact.
Very compact, 4-cylinder, 5-speed, fuel efficient, and it can seat 5 people in addition to having amazing cargo in the back. So.
Yeah.
Very popular in Europe, this type of vehicle. First time anybody's brought it to the States, I think it's going to be a hit for Ford.
I think it is, too. And we saw on display down there with them tagging the sides with, like, business icons and logos, showing people how, for a small business, you're branded as you drive down.
Absolutely.
It's advertising for you because you got a nice, big, flat surface to advertise what your company is,
absolutely.
Your phone number, your website. But at the same time, really will be efficient for getting in and out of places because it's not huge.
It's very small.
Smaller than a van, much smaller than a van. And yet, really efficient. And how it can work and function.
I think it's going to be a hit.
All right, what else is on the horizon?
The next car we're going to talk about is the Volkswagen Rutan.
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 That's
I'm
it.
Probably not saying that right. I heard the German saying it.
Rutan.
Rutan. Rauten. Rutan.
I don't know.
It's their new minivan.
It is their new minivan.
And Volkswagen kind of invented the whole minivan segment back in the 70s, the 60s and
70s. I used to play in my neighbor's, like, you know, the bus.
Oh, the love bus, yeah.
Love bus. But
I had one. I have 10 kids in my family. We yeah. always had VW
had
vans.
Had little curtains. I loved
was
the
it?
Curtains.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We had curtains.
Lots of things. I think a lot of us might have been conceived in those.
Yeah, probably. But now they're back.
Well, they're back-ish. It's not like the original vans that Volkswagen was known for. They've actually partnered with Chrysler to use Chrysler's very competent town and country new van, and they've put a Volkswagen spin on it. So it's much more rich, luxurious materials in the inside, very Volkswagen front end and rear, but efficient, luxurious, and it'll satisfy those people that have Jettas and Passats and need that extra room, and there was nothing really in the Volkswagen lineup before. So
it's very exciting, and plus they just have so many cool cars on the floor and things coming out, as we said, with clean diesels and so.
Absolutely.
There's definitely some cars in the Volkswagen category. I'm going to go drive
now. Volkswagen's one of the most popular brands researched on GayWheels.com.
Yeah, it's really, really really cool. I finally got to see that Eos down there that you talked about last
yeah.
time we were on. And
great looking car.
Sexy little convertible. Somebody like to, you know, adopt me and buy me that. That would be very nice. What else is on the top 5?
Top 5, the next one is a little bit... So a lot of gay people might not consider this as a hot car for them, but it's the Dodge Challenger. We couldn't leave it off the list. Is Dodge entry into the new muscle car era. So all those 50-year-old plus people that wanted those Camaros and Challengers back in the 70s and they couldn't afford it,
yep.
they're now going to be able to buy them. So it is a hot, it's a penis on wheels.
It is.
It's
it is
just,
like the Trans Am
yeah.
of the 2000s,
yes,
isn't it?
It's hot.
It's so cool. It's got the double black stripe on
oh,
the
yeah.
hood of every car, whether it's bright orange
yep.
or silver or black, where you don't even almost
massive,
see the
massive engine. It's all going to be about speed and raw power.
It is like the Venice Beach, California
yeah.
guy,
pumped up.
Like lifting weights.
Sure.
This is a very, very sexy car.
It's just hot. I mean, you can't not like that car.
Yeah.
You might not want to buy that car, but you're looking at it, and it's gonna make some tingling going on in some areas.
And this is going to be a collectible car, you think?
I think so. I mean, it's a direct competitor to the Camaro. Dodge, there was rumor that they weren't going to bring it out. So, and Dodge is going under a whole revamping of their organization. So I think people are going to go out and snap up the first ones first year and hold on to them. Stick them in a garage and not drive them.
Yeah. God, how do you do that?
I know. I don't know. I could never do that.
How do you do that?
I think that's probably what's going to happen with a lot of these cars. And if you love raw American power, you got to check out the Challenger.
All right. Dodge Challenger. What's next?
I think the last two are two cars from GM brands. And the first one is the Chevy Traverse.
Uh-huh.
Again, we're talking about a couple of these cars are really family cars. The Volkswagen Routan. The Chevy Traverse is the three-row mid-size crossover SUV from Chevrolet. Same as the GMC Acadia, Buick Enclave, and Saturn Outlook. Same platform, but with a very Chevrolet look to it. Beautiful. You saw it. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I thought it was really a cool hood, cool front to the car. It doesn't look like your standard fare. I mean,
no.
It's got some sex appeal to it.
It's very, very nice looking. Very surprisingly classic looking.
Yeah.
If you are a person that has a family or needs to carry, more than four people, this is the kind of car you should really look at. It's Chevy's replacement for a minivan. GM doesn't have minivans anymore. Seats up to eight. Has a great powertrain. Very easy to drive. Drives small, but it's very roomy, quiet, solid, safe. I think it's something that it's going to be a home run for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last of the five is kind of the smack daddy of
Oh, the
of
smack
them
daddy!
All,
talk
it?
About steroid,
wow.
Steroid queens.
I can see like all of the big music stars wanting this,
oh, yeah.
And definitely some of the country stars.
I think so. This is the new Hummer H3T. So it's the Hummer H3 is the
we
smallest.
We start off talking about hybrids.
Yeah, I know.
How hey, quickly we fall.
You know,
it's a cool car for what you've, if
it's hot.
Your thing.
If you want to get some attention and you have some cargo needs, this is a car you should consider.
Yeah.
It's the smallest Hummer out there is the H3. It's a very capable, incredibly capable off-road vehicle, but also very comfortable to drive around town. It's small, maneuverable, doesn't get horrible gas mileage. It has a five-cylinder engine, and it's... It's very safe for the type of car. This is what the Hummer H3 with a pickup truck bed. So it's very different for them.
My people love this.
Yeah, your people.
My people love this.
Hey, I tell you, down in Nash Vegas, they're going to like it too.
I know.
And it's just, you can have that Hummer off-road capability, throw your motorcycle in the back. It just adds a sense, a new level of utility to the Hummer brand. And you know what? It says, look at me.
It sure does. So those are the top five. And
sure.
How are the top five derived for you on your site?
Well, my editor and I will walk around and we go to all of the new introductions. We'll walk the show. It has to be a new production vehicle, not a concept, because, concepts
if you can't get them.
You can't get why I don't.
Don't tease us.
Yeah, I'm not going to tease it.
Yeah.
Not with a car, anyway.
Yeah.
it has to be a production vehicle, and it has to be from a gay-friendly manufacturer.
Great.
And so that's we walk around, we look at what's been introduced, and we just kind of, see who makes the cut.
So let's talk about gay-friendly manufacturers. Also in this show, we were talking with, one of the people from the GLBT team at GM, of kind of what that looks like on the inside.
Sure.
And so... You support those companies and show to the best of your ability the range of what
sure.
those companies are offering on GayWheels.com. And why don't you just talk a little bit about some of the new companies that have come on board even since we last talked.
Sure.
I know that BMW is somebody that last we talked to you were saying they were about to come in. We think that they're going to kind of over the bridge.
Right. Happy to say that as of January 1, BMW brand is on our gay-friendly list. And the way we classify that is a brand has to have all of their employees in the United States have to be eligible for same-sex domestic partners benefits. For example, BMW, the people in the white-collar jobs in New Jersey have had that opportunity, but the thousands of people that put their cars together in South Carolina didn't. we helped raise that awareness and let them know this is what we're doing, and they made the decision to change. So thousands of people are now eligible. And, you know, even if it's one person putting three series together or the X3 together down in South Carolina, it was worth it.
Yeah.
And they realized
it won't be the last one. So
no.
As long as it's one today,
right.
It won't be just one tomorrow.
And it's going to be a better workplace for the people working there. The brand can now legitimately advertise to the gay market. I have a personal issue with a brand that's going after the gay market without treating their gay employees equally.
Yeah.
I think that's hypocritical. And that's why our statement is we will not accept advertising from non-gay friendly companies. So that's why BMW is very happy. They know the gay community love their cars. I think my bet is the BMW cars are going to show up on our top 10 most research list pretty quickly.
Yeah, and they're also aligned with the Mini Cooper.
The Mini brand and Rolls-Royce are all part of the BMW group.
That's good. I'll go out and get my Royce now.
Okay.
Really got it with that.
The Phantom would be hot.
We also are saying that Infiniti is another.
Nissan and Infiniti actually changed last year, but they're new on the list. And again, prior to the change, no one even looked at their cars on my site.
Yeah.
The Infiniti FX has popped up on the top 10 research list a couple times. So our consumers are reacting to this information, and that's very critical. And brands are noticing.
Absolutely. And I think that's true. I consistently say this, but that when, as a gay consumer, we do have choices.
Yes.
Guys, we have choices in what we buy. And, I have a consciousness about this, and I'm
sure.
Very out. And I know other people who are closeted and still know, you know, who is advertising, who is
right.
Friendly, who they can go on the HRC index
mm-hmm.
and see, you know, what companies are good to our community. Are there other companies that you'd like to point out that you're just happy with, or any other unique cars going around this time?
In terms of like the GLBT friendliness or just overall?
Yeah, I mean, I just think anything else that stands out for you that was on the floor.
Oh, the floor. Okay. Well, we walked by some of my cars that came out a little earlier, but I still really love, like the Volvo C30. You saw, you hadn't noticed
it
before.
Yeah.
Great little hatchback, very stylish, a lot of fun. Great for people who live in a city like Chicago where parking is tight.
Yeah.
We didn't see the Smart. I didn't see the Smart car here, but the Smart is coming.
The Smart is coming. I think the Smart will do pretty well in Chicago,
except
you're
going
to have to put it away for about 9 months out of the year. It's going to be kind of like you're either driving your scooter or you're driving your Smart car.
Yeah, the Smart's
great. It
cannot
be your only car, I don't think,
I don't know about that.
I think it can be your second car, which is smart.
Which
is smart.
When
you don't need it, you can have it.
Right.
We obviously would be remiss in not talking about Subaru, and they do have
yes.
a new Forester body that we were just looking at down
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely. That's very, very sharp. Talk about that.
The new Forester was just debuted in the Detroit Auto Show a couple weeks ago. It is probably one of the highly, how do I say this? Most awarded cars out there, the Subaru Forester, in terms of safety picks, best picks. It's a great crossover SUV, a very unique look. They've softened it a bit, made it a little bit bigger, and it is it's just a great option if you're looking for a 4-to-5-seat, all-wheel drive, very all-weather-capable vehicle. Subaru has been the most consistent brand in supporting the GLBT community.
Yeah.
12, 13 years now going. So
easily.
They're wonderful vehicles, and I think the Forester is going to be hit. We'll have a review of the Forester coming up in the next few months on the
yeah,
website.
Yeah, and it's interesting because what they've done is they've taken that body in the way. I think we're seeing a lot more of the body. The more smoothed out
right.
curved lines, less edges, less
right.
points, just a squarer form, I guess, is the way I would describe
yeah,
a lot of what they're doing with cars that are in that category. We
the
saw
crossover, yeah.
the RAV and the Toyota company, you know, when they changed their design.
Softened it up.
We're seeing some with even like Saturn View, that size is getting a little
rounded.
So it's
Volkswagen Tiguan.
The Tiguan
yeah.
and Volkswagen, which is a very cool car.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed looking at that car
yeah.
and sitting in it. So, well, it's really very exciting. We're really glad that you're here. And what do you think that people as GLBT people, I mean, even if they've found, okay, these are some car companies that
right.
I'm going to go out on my Saturday. I need a new car.
Right.
Kind of know what I want. You know, what does it really boil down to? I mean, how personal is this kind of buy? And when you're looking at apples to apples sometimes.
It's very personal. It's
yeah.
very, very personal. I always tell people, A car is an extension of your personality. To many people. Some people, it's just an appliance. But to most of us, it is an extension of your personality. The good thing is that there are a lot of choices from gay-friendly manufacturers out there. I always tell people, you know, I always err on the side of practicality. As much as I love cars, you know, you got to think about everything that's involved when you buy a car. Your insurance, your financing. Is the dealership convenient to you? Do they treat you well? Do they advertise in your local gay media? Is there doesn't have to be a gay person, but is there a salesperson out there that says, I value this community, and I'm going to treat you like a human being, you and your partner, like human beings when you come in? All of those are things that should be in consideration. You know, you could have the gay-friendliest manufacturer, but then you go to the dealer and have a horrible experience. So talk to your friends. Go to GayWheels.com, see if we have any gay-friendly dealers in your area. Talk to your friends about who's had a good experience. Read your local gay media and see who's advertising there, because that's really powerful. If somebody has the balls to put their face in the local gay media, yeah, and they could be straight as the day is long, right, but they value you, and that's what's important. That's who. That's the kind of person you want to do business with.
Yeah, absolutely. And today, too, this is still a significant buy, you know, knowing
absolutely
more about what your repairs or your warranties and, you know, does it cost $600 to place a part on this brand,
right,
but it costs less on the other. If that's not an issue to you, then that's great, but if that is an issue to you,
you
it needs
do
to
your
kind
research
of go into your budget and
absolutely
research planning.
I think one of the things that people always forget, for example, is insurance. A very similar car in price point, you could be looking at a $25,000 car, but could have very different insurance rates on it. So I always tell people, you know, plug for my insurance partner, Esurance. You go to Gay Wheels, you go to the insurance page, you get a free quote. You can get free quotes for all as many cars as you're looking at. Say you're looking at the, I don't want to say brands, but they'll say car A, $25,000, similar to car B. Car A might cost you $100 a month to insure, but car B is $175 a month. That's a $75,
yeah,
you know, difference in your payment,
yeah,
that's going out of your pocket. You got to take that into consideration.
Well, it's very, very exciting. And are you off to another show? I mean, do you just continue? Is Chicago kind of one of the Mac Daddy events? I mean,
Chicago is
event,
one of the
right?
bigger ones. Yeah, I mean, there are five major shows. Detroit, Chicago, New York, and L.A., four major U.S. shows.
So you're off to New York.
New York is a little bit later this March, later,
yeah,
in March.
March later
so
in March.
Yeah, I'm traveling a little bit on some ride and drive. I'm going to spend the week in Monterey with BMW next week.
Nice.
Then I'll be in Arizona with Mercedes on a ride and drive out there.
You have some nice ride and
yeah
drives. I need to be the lesbian to GayWheels.com is what it needs to be. I just sit in the
never
background
never
and soak it up. It could happen. I'm getting the fever. All you have to do is be at an auto show to get the fever. So go to GayWheels.com. The great reviews on the cars,
pricing,
editorials on the companies, insurance. I mean, a lot of answers, so much resource. I call them the consumer report, the gay consumer reports for us for autos.
Great.
Couldn't have a better stamp of approval than GayWheels.com talking to you about a car. And none of this, like, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down. It's really understanding that each car has its rightful owner.
Right.
It's like a pair of shoes. You know, they all have their rightful owner. And so really trying to get inside of you as a consumer and see, you know, how you would experience this car and who might want to experience
absolutely
this car. And I really respect that about your site.
Thank you.
So, Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The first masterpiece from the legendary team of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Jesus Christ Superstar, featuring Ted Neely, the star of the groundbreaking motion picture, and introducing Corey Glover of Living Color as Judas.
February 19th through 24th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Jesus Christ Superstar, timeless and for our time.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
California's High Court scheduled its gay marriage hearing for March 4th. California's Supreme Court will hear 3 hours of arguments on the gay marriage issue on that date, and then will have roughly 3 months to decide the issue.
Reverend Ted Haggard quit the recovery program at New Life Church. Haggard was outed in 2006 by a former male hustler, Mike Jones. He was fired from New Life Church, but entered the Colorado Springs Church's ex-gay recovery program. New Life Church said that Haggard left the program too early and should not be allowed to return to the ministry. Haggard has cut ties with this old church and joined Phoenix's First Assembly of God.
A California teacher who claims he was forced to quit after coming out as a bisexual to his fifth grade students on the first day of school received a settlement. The settlement is a year's salary. The teacher filed a sexual orientation discrimination lawsuit back in 2005 after resigning.
According to the exit polls conducted by NBC during Super Tuesday, GOBT voters polled in California and New York preferred presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Those two states were the only ones where voters were asked to identify their sexual orientation. NBC exit polling of gay voters in California showed that 63% voted for Clinton, 29% voted for Barack Obama. In New York, 59% voted for Clinton and 36% voted for Obama.
A judge ruled that former Governor Jim McGreevy, who is openly gay, doesn't have to reveal his partner's assets while he battles his ex-wife in court over child support and custody issues. The judge did rule that McGreevy's partner, Mark O'Donnell, will have to turn over some financial statements. McGreevy came out in 2004 and then resigned from his post as governor.
Straight ally and brother of activist Larry Kramer, Arthur Kramer, died at age 81 this past week. Kramer was the lead funder of his brother's initiative for lesbian and gay studies at Yale University, donating $1 million in 2001. Kramer's law firm, Kramer, Levin, Nafalis, and Frankel, tackles many GLBT issues.
Queen guitarist Brian May revealed that he was shocked when he found out that singer Freddie Mercury was gay. The musician said that it wasn't until the 80s that he noticed the shy Mercury was bringing men backstage, and up until then, just thought the singer was flamboyant. Mercury died from AIDS-related illnesses in 1991.
And you gotta love Woody. There is a very good reason to see the latest Woody Allen film. Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz have an extremely erotic lesbian sex scene in the film titled Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Ooh. The movie, being filmed in Spain, will also feature a threesome scene with Johansson, Cruz, and Cruz's real-life boyfriend, Javier Bardem.
I think this is one for DVD, absolutely. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
I'm Amy Armstrong.
I'm Freddie Allen.
And you're listening to Amy and Peter on WindyCityQueercast.com.
So I'm here at the auto show, and as we continue to look at what car companies are favorable to the GLBT community, want us to purchase their automobiles, or work for their companies, get involved and see that they are getting involved back in our community, that those dollars that we put towards these products come back to our community. Well, GM has their own group. You may have heard of this. We've seen, of course, one of our sponsors, American Airlines, has their own GLBT sales team and looks at the issues for their GLBT employees. Well, GM has a group called GM Plus, GM People Like Us. It's an employee resource group for GLBT allied employees. And I'm glad to be here with Adam Bernard from GM to kind of talk about it here at the Auto Show. Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you. It was always good to be here. Wish the weather was a little better, but you know.
Hey, but you're indoors in the lovely McCormick Place. You're hermetically sealed.
This is true. This is true.
Away from the elements. So talk about GM Plus. I mean, when did GM implement this group as a resource group?
We have 10 different employee resource groups, and they all, 8 of them kicked in 2000. So we were part of that. GM Plus actually started informally in 1993 as kind of a social networking thing for GLBT employees before GM had any formal diversity activities in place. So in 2000, they decided we're going to get these employee resource groups going. So we got official corporate sanction. And we have an Office of Diversity Initiatives downtown that coordinates a lot of the work. And we get a budget to do things. We get a little philanthropic budget.
What kind of things do you do with that?
We donate to some causes.
Yeah.
Events and things like that, community centers. You know, we've done some stuff out in Kalamazoo. We've done some stuff in Dayton. We've donated to the one of the Michigan transgender organizations as well.
It's amazing, like 93, you know, you get people together to socialize. If you get gay people together to socialize, they'll eventually start trying to improve
the lives of themselves and other people, you know, GLBT people who may not be out, may not be comfortable with that. And I love the activism that then turns from a social encounter to an activist organization, or not activist, but, you know, active, I mean, in a way of just actively working for the rights of GLBT people.
Yeah. And so we do a lot of education internally. We have like a little half hour presentation. We've also been conducting dialogues with leadership teams, like 12 at a time. So they get to interact with like six or seven GLBT folks, and these folks will tell their stories of being out or not out sometimes at the office and some of the things they've encountered. And it's a very eye-opening dialogue on both sides, and we've really opened some folks' eyes.
What's the difference in it being local and also when you go? I know that your work in GM takes you to on a global level. I mean, what is the difference, do you think, for the GLBT community as you see it locally or when you're traveling?
We got the word from on high that GM's diversity activity, which has been pretty much North America focused, needs to go global. So we're actually trying to figure out how to do that now because, you know, in some countries, you know, being gay at work is not even an issue. In some countries, it's against the law. So we're trying to get a better understanding. We go to a conference called Out and Equal, which was actually in Chicago a couple of years ago. And so, you know, we hear from companies that have taken their activities global, so we're hoping to learn from that. We've had some discussion with some of the local manufacturing facilities, one down in Parma, in Cleveland, Ohio, to try to get like chapters going. So it's, but you know, we got a website and we try to do some conference calls and the email's always open. We've been helping one of our factory members with some issues in terms of reimbursements and stuff for his partner's health benefits. So we kind of are like internal advocates and try to help people with the problem connected to being LGBT, connected with the right folks in the company.
So just to put a personal spin on it, I mean, how is it to be a GLBT person and work for your company? I mean, when we, you know, in this show, we're going to also talk with Joe LaMaraglia from GayWills.com. My tongue's not working this morning. You know, kind of when we see a company and we say, that's a good company. You know, it's a good company that we have decisions to make. And a car is a major decision besides a house. It's probably one of the major decisions that one purchases, unless one can afford, you know, some extravagance that's beyond my means. But most people, a car, a house, these are major family-making decisions. How is it personally just to be, your experience and from other people within the company?
My experience has been pretty good, and that's not to say that, you know, there aren't a couple little pockets of difficulty in the company.
Sure.
But that's why we've been engaging in these dialogues with leadership so they understand that, you know, GM has policies about treating everyone equally and fairly and with respect, and that, you know, that kind of intolerance won't work in this workplace, and if you don't subscribe to those policies, you shouldn't be working here.
Yeah.
We've also been doing a lot of work with marketing folks. We've actually worked now, GM has a lot of internal market research tools to get at buyer behavior. We actually now ask buyers sexual orientation and gender identity and expression questions, so we can actually now extract data on gay and lesbian buyers and find out what motivates them to buy a particular vehicle, and then we feed that back to the marketing divisions, because this is a $700 billion market opportunity, and frankly we could use all buyers we can get these days.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because what I always say with companies is that the reason, you know, for some gay and lesbian, bisexual and trans people, the most radical act they can do is the choice of which they purchase something, especially for small town closeted people who aren't going to have their local gay paper in their car for fear that they might be outed or are not going to subscribe to a national magazine potentially because they're scared, you know. But now with the internet and with a lot of other means, with podcasting, you know, there's a little more of a transient way that people, which is why we think it's really good here on the podcast to kind of talk about who some of these companies are. But it is. It's a radical choice that people can make who they make their choices with.
And, you know, we especially talking to the straight folks within GM, you know, we explain, you know, we're not trying to force anyone out of the closet. We understand the coming out. Because people will ask us, well, how come people aren't out? You know, this is a very open company. And we'll say, well, you know what? It's not just work issues. It may be family issues, internal personal issues, whatever. We just want to make sure there's no barriers at work that are keeping people in the closet. And we actually maintain an out mailing list and also a blind copy list, because sometimes it goes to people's homes. But we've been encouraging people, especially like around National Coming Out Day, to make the switch.
Yeah.
So we started off like 20% out of our membership, and I think we're up to about 40% on the out mailing list.
Wow, that's really exciting. Tell everybody who some of the GM line of cars, just so they know who you represent.
We are Chevy, Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, Hummer, and Saab, and Saturn.
Excellent. Well, those are a lot of good options if you're looking for a car and you want to come down and check out the auto show. This is one of the best. So, but I really appreciate Adam Bernard, you being here from GM.
Thanks very much. It's great talking to you.
Thanks for your work on GLBT issues within your company.
Great. Thanks a lot.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.